BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast from the BBC. Everyone's favourite Norwegian, Sigrid, comes in. And let's see what her music knowledge is like as we play Beach Shazam.
I was really aware before Sigrid came in that we offended her last time we saw her at Big Weekend. We actually did. And I'd forgotten that how much we'd offended her. I can't remember why we offended her, but we did offend her at Big Weekend because loads of people were messaging in today saying, don't do what you did at Big Weekend.
What did we do?
Well, I don't remember. It's probably just gone out of my memory because it was so horrific. Either way, it was all fine today.
Yeah, it was absolutely fine. No atmosphere at all. If anyone listening to this podcast knows what we did to offend Sigrid, then
I think it was something I did.
Oh, God. Okay, right. Let us know because we've got terrible memories. Also, some news on something I think you will love that we're doing with Lewis Capaldi this Thursday. And also, what if there were karaoke phone boxes?
Scott Mills.
How's your January going? As excited as mine, is it?
What, diet-wise, you mean?
No, I mean excitement-wise. So last night, my mum was over, so introduced my mum to that show we were talking about yesterday, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and then we had a go at condoing.
Really?
I also introduced us to Instant Hotel. Have I talked about Instant Hotel?
Yeah, so you briefly mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. The Australians, Airbnb, what's not to love? It's so bitchy.
But the thing is, I would love to watch you and your mum watching TV. I'd love to see you both on Gogglebox. Yeah, and it would actually be good, wouldn't it? Because she's got that sort of sass about her.
She has.
Scott. Like, oh, no, Scott.
At one point, I was like, are you enjoying this show? And she was like, not really.
She's great.
Anyway, we had a go at making my pants drawer look like Marie Kondo did it.
Well, you and your mum?
Yeah. Just by standing them all up.
It's a bit tragic, that, isn't it?
Like I said, exciting January is happening.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Lucy and Ipswich, you also condoed her drawers last night. She says, I'll never not be able to find the correct pants within seconds now. It's true.
Bit weird you doing it with your mum, though, last night, Scott.
After hearing it on our show yesterday, Rachel condoed the whole of her room. She is obsessed. That was Tom Grennan and found what I've been looking for.
So last night...
Oh, wait a sec. The Gogglebox caster, Abby, has been on, stuck on the M40. She says, we want Scott and his mum on too.
Yeah.
That was easy.
What amazing idea. Last night I was getting the train and I passed this guy. Well, I could hear this guy singing really loudly. So I had to go towards him, found him, and he was just belting out Bon Jovi really loud as he walked to the train, as if it was the most normal thing in the world.
Have you got a little clip? Yeah.
Okay. Radio 2 playing, darling, you give love a bad name.
I mean, it's... That is full on.
He was so good, but he was just walking. Like, it wasn't like he was stood there performing. He was walking to the train. Didn't care what anyone thought about him. Didn't care what anyone was saying. I just thought, what a legend. Especially on Blue Monday, as they call it.
It's very brave.
Radio 2 playing, darling, you give love a bad name.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Brona.
How can I help, Brona?
Well, I've got a bit of an idea that I thought that you might be interested in.
For me and Chris?
Yes.
Well, this is great because we're always after these ideas. We only need one of these to all become millionaires.
Exactly. I mean, this is a £1 million idea.
Okay. I mean, we get through a lot of ideas on this show, Brona, and sometimes the cupboards are bare, so go for it.
So, I was watching Chris's Snapchat last night, an Instagram story, and there was a gentleman who was singing.
Oh yeah, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, this is the guy that was walking to the station singing really loudly.
Radio 2 playing, darling, you give love a bad name.
Really going for it there.
Really going for it. But it kind of inspired me in a way, because I thought, how good is that to just not care at all what other people think and just happy to sing really loudly? So did that give you an idea, Brona?
Yeah, well, I just thought that a lot of people, I think, would get a lot of stress relief out of singing in public. And then I kind of thought, okay, how could we make this happen? And then I thought about all the empty phone boxes in London, because people don't really use telephone boxes anymore. And then I thought, could you put karaoke machines in empty phone boxes, and then people could like use them like a Boris Spike system? So say if you're like, right, I just want to sing a couple tunes and tap yourself into a phone box, but it's a karaoke machine.
It's actually a really good idea, because why are there so many of those just like still there but really like disused, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think that would bring a lot of joy to the British public.
They are pretty soundproof as well.
Well, yeah, they'd have to do a bit of soundproofing on them But I mean, I would love it. Would you do it?
Yeah, it's kind of like after a stressful day, you could just go in there and like sing your heart out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like this idea of stress relief with it. I like the idea that you say pay a pound, like you would on a phone call. So you put the coin in and then you get to belt out one or two songs just to yourself really loud. This is actually a very good idea.
Exactly. And I was speaking to my flatmates about it last night, and the more I kind of talked about it, the more they said, yeah, I'd definitely use that. Why isn't this a thing?
What would be your song of choice?
I think mine would be Blue All Rise.
Oh, yes.
Just to yourself in your little karaoke booth there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is a great idea, and we know some dragons and people like that. We could probably get some investment if we tried.
Bruna, do you want to give it a go to hear what it would sound like in the phone box?
Oh, God.
Okay, Bruna, are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
For the money and the free rises, two for the lie that you denied, all rise. All rise.
That was excellent.
Oh. Bruna, leave it with us. I might speak to one of the dragons off of Dragon's Den and see if they think this is a good option.
Cool.
What percentage are you after?
50%.
Sure. What was your idea?
You're not going to get that because we're all in now. Probably 30%. 30% each.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Warren, who says, does Chris still do that really weird dance to Purple Disco Machine? 100% every time, yes. And we've not played it for a while. It's just the arms above head confidence
it's confident dancing. You know, some people in a club can do it.
Yeah.
If you can get your arms above your head in a club, you're doing something right.
I would never, ever, ever do it. Like, I don't dance anyway, as you may know. But, like, if I do, it's like a light shuffle. Do you know what I mean?
It is. Or, occasionally, you stick two fingers up, don't you?
And, do I?
Yeah, you do sometimes when you're getting a bit carried away. One finger each hand. It's like I've sometimes noticed this when we're both DJing the same night. You stick two fingers up.
I actually do. That's really observant of you. Just the two little pointy fingers there. Wow. But never arms above head, please.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for Funny Business. We do this on Tuesdays. Keep the business coming in, by the way. We need as many as we can get. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Me first today.
Yeah, okay. So the only rule is you can't laugh, okay?
Okay, so Chris has given, he's got a number there.
This
of
is a good one.
Company. I don't know what they're called. I just can't laugh. Okay. Focus.
King Dick Tools, good afternoon.
Sorry, who's that?
It's Griff at King Dick Tools. Who's that?
I think I might have got the wrong number. I'm so sorry. You do tools?
Yes, we do.
What area?
We're based in Birmingham.
King Dick Tools.
That's right.
Awesome. Great name for the company, that.
We make a range of high-quality spanners and hand tools and have been doing so for 160-odd years.
That's incredible.
I'm glad you like our name.
I really enjoy it. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome.
Bye, Dick.
Bye.
That's excellent.
That was good, wasn't it?
By the way, I don't think that's Dick that you were speaking to.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Okay.
I think his real name was actually Griff. Oh. From my research.
Right.
Great business name.
Really good. Well, did I laugh? I guess I did.
Yes, of course you did. You laugh from the second you heard it. You've lost already.
Such a child. Okay, so I'm so excited about the company you're about to call because it is exceptional.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best of luck with this one.
I say this every week, I think, but I hate the small talk with it.
I know.
That's my problem. Like, I have nothing to say.
Nothing. I really struggled there.
All you can think of, like with the last one, is King Dick.
Yeah,
King Dick,
I know.
King Dick.
It's like, what do you do? Right, okay. Here we go. Good luck.
All right.
Good afternoon, the Muff Liquor Company, Laura.
Come on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. That guy can't have heard that right.
The Moth Liquor Company.
I heard it right.
You did. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Are you?
Fabulous. Thank you.
What does your company do?
The Moth Liquor. We produce award-winning spirits. We have a Muff Gin and Muff Vodka from Ireland.
I can't even pretend with this call. I'm calling from Radio 1. My name's Chris Starr. I'm with Scott Mills here as well.
Hi.
You've got the most extraordinary business name I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Ever heard of.
Why is it called that?
We're from Muff in County Donegal, and we own a liquor business. We own a spirit.
Oh, okay.
So it's a town called Muff. Cool.
Yes, little village.
Yeah, town's Muff. You sell the drink. Yeah, all makes sense
Muff
now.
Hog,
I'm sorry, we are the most immature people on the planet.
Oh, don't worry, there's plenty of you.
All right, then. Well, look, it's lovely to speak to you. And what's your name,
Laura.
Okay, thanks very much, Laura.
Bye,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Best one yet.
I couldn't even pretend with that one. I couldn't go along with it. Do you know what? We both lost, but I'd like to think we've all won there.
Scott Mills.
Sean in Essex says, definitely best one yet. Mike says he's actually crying with laughter. And there's a guy going around Sainsbury's at the moment with tears in his eyes. It was a good one.
Good afternoon, the Muff Liquor Company, Laura.
Come on.
Your reaction was great. If only they had a diving school.
Well, I'm just looking this up, actually, because a couple of people have texted in saying there is one set up in the,
set up
in the late 1980s, one of the oldest and most successful scuba diving clubs in Ireland.
Scott Mills.
The man who may be my favourite person on Instagram right now, Lewis Capaldi. Like, actually howl with laughter.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're easily offended, it's not for you. But he's coming up. And also, news on something we're doing with Lewis Capaldi. Later this week.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
He's so funny, though.
He's so funny.
And we were just watching his Instagram and actual crying. It's that funny. But it is a bit rude.
It's quite rude. Hello, Duncan.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you?
I'm up in Leicester, mate.
Okay, and I know that you've got a family quiz happening in the next few days.
Yes.
Now, my family are not into the quizzes. We don't even play, like, games on Christmas Day. But I'm obsessed that you do it. No, we don't. But I'm obsessed that you do it annually.
Yes, my aunt and uncle do one annually.
Aunt and uncle, yeah?
Yeah.
How many people go?
It's usually about 60, 70 people.
What, all your family?
So, most family on mum's side, mum and dad's side of the family, and then sort of their friends and people in the village and stuff like that, so...
Now, am I right in thinking, Scott, that you... do a family quiz?
No, I don't. Just said I don't do them.
Oh, I thought... See, I think you're lying there, because I think... I'm sure you told me that...
Oh, not my family.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
Right, I haven't made this up. Maybe this is too much information. Maybe this is one of these things that I shouldn't be saying. Say it.
Good.
That your boyfriend's family do a family quiz.
Yep.
That you all take part in.
Yep.
And yep. It's at their house, isn't it?
Yep. You're very welcome to come along.
Yes, because that's right. I remember now. This was a pub discussion. I was saying I'd love to come along.
Yep.
To the family in questions.
Yep.
Quiz.
The dad is the quiz master.
Okay. Because that was going to be my next question. Because naturally, you'd feel quite threatened not hosting it, wouldn't you?
I actually don't mind on this occasion.
Yeah.
But it is weird to be at something that I'm not presenting. Yes, I'm not.
And does he
lie.
Do little jokes about you not presenting it or something?
Yeah, that's always on. Is that like,
the bridesmaid over there
taking your job?
Because you've got the main gig,
Duncan. I have got this for you today on Bangers. See if you like it. Here's my one.
Not bad.
Banger. T.I. Rihanna, Live Your Life.
This is a banger. This reminds me of The Hangover. You know, that opening scene in The Hangover.
Yeah.
That's a tune. All right, Duncan, you can have that or my banger choice today. I think it's a banger. I'm going full darts. Here it is.
Darts?
Oh,
it's an anthem, mate. Planet Funk, Chase the Sun. Yeah, this is at the darts. It's darts music, you know. I've taught you this one before, Scott. I need to take you to the darts.
Oh, it's going to go...
I thought we could all do it today.
We should go darts.
I'd love that. Fancy dress, though.
Yeah. Right, Duncan, what's it to be?
Oh, that's made it difficult, that has. I thought Scott had it, but that's made it difficult.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
What
was that noise?
I'm going to go Scott.
Yes! What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get to him, baby girl.
Kiwi! Hiya! Hey, everyone. Hiya!
Join me, Glyn Fussell, and your favourite drag queens alongside Sam Smith, Little Mix, Greg James, and so many more as we invite you into Radio 1's Drag Queens Den.
Ask anything that you have ever wanted to ask a drag queen.
Do any of you enjoy the TV show Midsummer Murders?
Your weekly dose of fabulous queens across the scene, from RuPaul to Hartlepool.
Drag, it's punk, it's blurring the lines of what we're expected to do, taking autonomy over our own bodies and lives.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Yes, what a great song. T.I. and Rihanna, Live Your Life on Radio 1. You were loving that.
Yeah, that's a banger. Love that song. I think that's one of the very first bangers songs we did, by the way.
Was it?
I think it might even be how bangers came about.
No, what was it? The first one was... Oh,
right
was it
round.
Sean... No, it was Right Round Flo by Flo Rida. Rida was the first one we played.
Do you remember when we started this and it was... I basically was just saying, why can't we play what we want? That's kind of how bangers begun.
That's actually how it started. Like, well, we should be able to play what we want. And then it just kind of went into kind of me against you every day.
Yeah.
Good times.
Scott Mills.
Sigrid.
Hello.
You are my tune of the week.
Thank you so much. It's an honour.
It's Don't Feel Like Crying, which we're going to play in a minute. And I know that you, I saw on your social, you've been finding it quite hard to promote the single.
Yes. It's not a joke. It can be pretty hard sometimes.
There was one yesterday where Sigrid was like, hi, swipe up for my new single. And then she said a rude word.
Yeah. It was now, kind of weird seeing you swear like
right,
that.
Right. See, I
you haven't been to one of my shows then.
I still find it weird when you swear though. Mm. I don't know why.
My mom does too.
Does she?
Yeah. She definitely tells me if I do it and she says that I sound like I'm 14. So
yeah, but seeing
my family does not approve.
But I think seeing Sigrid outtakes like that,
yeah.
You should post more of them. I like the ones where it goes wrong like that. It's kind of interesting to see.
Now, we were talking yesterday about pop stars' washing lines, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we imagine, you know, like when you hang your washing out to dry?
Yeah.
Obviously not now because it's winter, but we think in the summer yours is just a line of white T-shirts.
Probably, yeah. It's most of the
time. That's your thing.
Yeah.
You did put something on Twitter. You put about a Sigrid starter kit, and I thought that was really funny.
What was in the starter kit?
Wasn't it like Nike Cortez?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
White T-shirt and blue jeans and white socks. It was a Panicom that made it. That was really funny. They know me too well.
Do you think on one of your music videos you're going to have like 2,000 people all wearing the Sigrid sort of uniform and you could get
awesome.
All the fans together all in one place?
Like imagine it again.
All doing the dance moves.
Everyone's wearing the same. It'd be awesome.
Would that be creepy or cool?
I think it's quite cool. It would look great on social media.
That is true.
Now, on Thursday night, I know that you were invited, but you can't make it. And we haven't said this on air yet. We're actually having a karaoke night with Lewis Capaldi. He's coming. He's
I
amazing.
Know.
And I know you've got something else planned, I know.
I'm really sorry. I would love to come, but I can't make it.
We'll do another karaoke night, and hopefully you can come.
I will.
Do you have, like, a go-to karaoke song?
Yes. I'm actually a big karaoke fan.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to come, but where I grew up, Ålesund, yes, I'm talking about Norway again, the big thing to do was to do karaoke. At the local karaoke bar. So I always did Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
There's a video. Yes, there's a video that I saw. In fact, I think you put up the video of you doing karaoke with a load of friends. Yeah. But isn't that amazing? Sigrid doing karaoke.
It's great.
It just
right?
takes it up to another level, doesn't it?
We are actually, by the way, with the Lewis Capaldi thing on Thursday night, we've hired a karaoke bar and we are going to be putting it on Instagram Live, just to let you know.
Great!
I think it should be good fun.
Scott Mills.
Right, I've got a little game for you now.
Okay.
Do you ever use Shazam?
Yes.
All the time, right?
Yeah, all the time, actually. We did it this morning.
So I'm going to play a tune to the app, right? You need to name it before Shazam does. See, it's like beating Shazam.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's just like just knowing songs, pop knowledge.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Name this song.
Oh, Adele?
It sounds like Hometown Glory by Adele.
Oh, you got Adele.
What was it?
Hometown Glory.
Ah, of course.
You
Adele.
Were close,
sorry.
But Shazam did beat you.
I've set my app here to Lee, who's Australian.
Of course.
It sounds
you are.
Like Hometown Glory by Adele.
Wow.
Right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Name it before Shazam does. Name this song.
Oh, George Ezra, Paradise, or what is the song?
I'm pretty sure this is Shotgun by George Ezra.
Yes, you got got it! You got it before.
The first one. Well, I should know this because we're already going on tour with Jet George, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Right, here we go. What's this?
Oh, One Kiss, Dua Lipa, Calvin Harris.
Straight away.
Hey, I love this.
This sounds like One Kiss by Calvin Harris.
Yeah, like, oh, you were straight in there.
Yeah, you were so quick, there was even time for a dance in between.
Thank you.
All right, next one. Name this song.
What?
Stay your name, cuz.
No, I have no idea.
This sounds like Shut Up by Stormzy.
I should have known that.
This sounds like Shut Up by Stormzy.
I love that. Yeah. The Australian...
It's great, isn't
it? Yeah, that's a good,
it's a
good
nice
move
accent.
From you.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one more. Name this song.
Oh, Don't Kill My Vibe, Sigrid.
This sounds like Don't Kill My Vibe by Sigri.
Sigri!
Sigri!
This sounds like Don't Kill My Vibe by Sigri.
Sigri! Nice.
You got two there, that's all right, isn't it?
I would have thought I would have done better. But
yeah, before you do the tour with George, do brush up on his songs.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all
I'll
good.
Practice. No, it's fine.
Fun game, right?
Yeah.
And
I
now
like
it's
it.
Your turn for karaoke, your other favourite thing.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Okay, here we go.
It is a tune, isn't it?
It is a good tune, yeah.
Should I sing now?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of echo for your cigarette.
This is going to be good.
It's a really long intro.
It is. Oh, everyone always starts singing before in a club.
Yeah, they do. They go the first time around. Yeah. It's like,
oh, did I get some reverb?
Here we go.
Wrong.
Just a small town girl, hey, living in a lonely world. Just a city, no going anywhere. Ooh. Just a city boy, South Detroit.
Falling
down in South Detroit. He took the midnight train. I do the air guitar thing too.
Goes on.
Good thing this is mine.
Go!
I sing a in a smoking room. You should practice.
I smell
the sweet perfume.
This is the joy of karaoke to me.
Smile, they can share the night. It goes on.
A song by Sigrid.
I don't know the lyrics.
Searching in the night.
I need help, guys. You can help me.
Feet like people.
Thank you.
God, it takes so long to get to that chorus.
It's a really long song, I know.
Really long.
When you get there, it's really good.
Thank you so much for coming to see us today.
Thank you for having me.
Next time karaoke, right?
Yes.
We're on.
I will be there.
Scott Mills.
What I've done for you here, listener, is I have isolated the voices that we just did with Sigrid on karaoke there. See if you can spot who the professional singer is from these two voices.
Searching in the night.
I need help, guys. You can help me.
Okay, so that's clip one. And here's clip two.
Just a small town girl. Hey, living in a lonely world.
Which one do you think it is?
It breaks every rule of karaoke to do what you're doing there. That's not the sport of it.
Also, I have looped you imitating the guitars.
What's wrong with
the
you?
Guitars from Don't Stop Believing. This is the noise you'll start to make when you finally lose it. Chris isn't okay, hon.
Scott Mills.
Chris has got a bit of a mood on now because I keep on playing that noise of him.
Not mood, I just think you're breaking the rules.
Russell and T, this is quite handy because they're on a 3-hour journey from Cambridge to Hull to pick up a digga 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 digga. It's also what someone's 3-year-old nephew says when you go, what do you want for your tea?
Scott Mills.
Gary is desperate to win this Jan Slam Top Gear prize tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty desperate.
But who are you going to win it for if you do?
So, to be honest, I can't stand Top Gear, and I know that's quite controversial, but my partner, my new husband, is obsessed with Top Gear, obsessed with cars,
And I'd love to win it for him as a week-old kind of happy wedding present. It sounds so cliche.
Oh, you've been married a week?
Yeah, yeah, a week on Friday the 11th. So, yeah.
Congrats.
Very new, Scott.
That's great.
I love the idea that you'd potentially both go. One obsessed with Top Gear, one really not that keen.
Honestly, I've no interest in going at all. I'd go and I'd be supportive and lovely and nice, but I'd be bored in my head.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what happens when you get into a relationship. There's loads of stuff you just have to do because they want to do it.
Compromise.
That's right. So it's you and a friend behind the scenes at Top Gear. You'll get driving tuition from presenter Chris Harris, and then you will get a lap of the test track by the actual Stig. You've got to be 18 or over. More prize details and terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website, but it's very exciting. If you or someone you know loves Top Gear, be with Radio 1 and with Greg James on Radio 1 Breakfast tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, it's Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte. What's going on?
I heard that you were talking about the karaoke phone boxes, and it's a big thing in Asia and Japan already. Like, they have them in shopping malls.
We were saying, you know, all the disused phone boxes that you see everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you could just, like, go into one and there was, like, a karaoke machine in there, put your coin in the slot and sing your heart out? It would be, like, quite a good, like, stress relief after a hard day at work.
Yeah, even if you just want to blast one out, you know, just as the stress relief there. It's a brilliant idea. Clearly there's a demand for it if it's big in Japan, right?
Yeah, and there was, like, an article about some guy that used to go and sing breakup songs about his ex and his breaks in the little phone booth.
So have you actually seen these in person, or is it just the article that you read?
Unfortunately, only online, yeah. I haven't seen them in person.
Right, if anyone wants to tweet me, maybe if you've been to Asia where you've seen these phone boxes that are actually karaoke booths, let me know. I think this idea could fly,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, mate, think about this. Maybe we should set this up. Something for us to think about, innit?
I mean, I know that Japan got there first, but if we could bring this phenomenon to the UK, be pretty cool. And also, does anyone have an empty phone box? If you do, text me on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Do you love this show and have a question about it? Chris is doing a podcast every Friday and he needs your question, so get involved. It can be absolutely anything. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.